Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, September 20th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news, first it was Tropical Storm Bonnie. Then it was Hurricanes Charlie, Francis, and Ivan. It's been a disastrous season for the southern U.S. Salvation Army spokesman Major George Hood says the unprecedented hurricanes have severely stretched their resources and staff to nearly the breaking point.
We do not historically stockpile funds for these kind of disasters. We just go out in faith and respond with ministry and service. Our expectation is that we are spending in excess of $40 million responding to these various disasters.
Next, Grace Ministries International reports the radio staff in Puerto Rico ministered when Tropical Storm Jeannie passed through. Without electricity, people were glued to their battery-operated radios. WCGB stayed on the air by using their standby generator, giving information and comfort to thousands on the South Coast. Mission property experienced winds and rain, but damage was minimal. And Bible Pathway Ministries is celebrating outreach in 56 countries. It's a mark of cooperation and partnership in outreach, so says Bible Pathway's Ken Sharp. Many times, as a result of a radio program or a specific campaign, mission groups get inundated with requests for the Bible Pathway study program.
They oftentimes will send them on to us, and then we're able to fill those requests for Bibles, Bible teaching materials, both for individuals as well as for pastors, missionaries, churches in a lot of these countries.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.